The reality of creditors eyeing the works of the DIA has the museum world watching very, very closely. And in another story recently, the Delaware Art Museum announced it had decided, quote, with heavy hearts but clear minds, to sell up to 4 works from its collection to repay debt from an expansion. Ray Silverman's the director of the University of Michigan's Museum Studies Program. Can you compare, Ray, the Delaware Museum's decision to sell art with what's happening at the DIA? Of course, we know Detroit's is a municipal bankruptcy, but overall, that has to be a gut-wrenching decision to make.
Yeah, it is a gut-wrenching decision, and there are a couple differences. One is the scale of the decision. We're talking about a few works of art in terms of the Delaware Museum. We're talking about hundreds of works of art with regards to Detroit. It's also a decision that is coming from a different place. In terms of Delaware, it was their board of trustees who made that decision. Mm-hmm. In the case of Detroit, it's going to be a decision that comes from a bankruptcy judge.
So it was an internal thing in Delaware versus a crammed down externally ordered decision, if indeed that comes in the DIA. Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful for all of us to understand protocol or rules, if you will. And we should understand that museums do frequently sell works of art, but it's only to update their collections?
Yes. There are some very stringent guidelines that museums live by. There are ethical standards that have been in existence for many years now that basically stipulate that the only way that a museum can deaccession objects is if the funds or proceeds that are derived from such sales are used to purchase new material for the collection, or, stretching things a little bit, used for programming that supports the collection.
Okay.
In terms of conservation, for instance, could be used for hiring personnel that take care of the collection.
And as you say, that's even stretching it a little
bit.
That's
stretching it, yes.
So the idea of capital improvements or paying off debts, I can just see your face.
It's totally verboten.
And I noticed the director of the Delaware Museum, his quote was, "We're basically shunned for a period of years." What kind of consequences could a museum face for selling art to repay debt? And I assume Detroit would, even if it was an ordered decision from
outside. Yes, definitely. Yeah, in fact, I've been quoted in the Detroit press saying as much, that basically it would spell the end of the DIA as a viable institution, because there are lots of repercussions. Immediately there is censorship by a couple of very important bodies that oversee the museum world. There, with regards to art museums specifically, there's the Association of Art Museum Directors. And so there's a direct censorship that comes from that. And in the case of the Delaware Museum, they still are, I don't think it's come into effect yet, but an accredited American Alliance of Museums.
But
they will lose their accreditation. Mm-hmm. And so the implications are, one, they are no longer viable in terms of receiving certain kinds of funding from philanthropic foundations, from the government. They will be shunned in terms of probably not being able to get loans from other institutions. They will find it very difficult, basically, to participate as viable members of the profession. And perhaps most significantly, they're going to have difficulty getting philanthropic donors to give them art in the future.
Or money.
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that for most art museums, the vast majority of objects in the collection are, in fact, donations. The DIA, I think 80-90% of the collection. Most people are giving those objects to a museum based on the assumption that those objects are going to be protected for posterity. And if they have any sense that these objects could possibly be sold to pay off debts of any sort in the future, all of a sudden those people are not going to be interested in giving to the museum anymore.
Well, how do you think, Ray, it would set new precedents, or would it, for the way museums do their business?
Well, it would be precedent-setting as if museums, as cultural institutions, as not-for-profit cultural institutions, are finding it a big enough challenge these days to sort of make ends meet. I mean, this is the reason why Delaware had to sell those 4 works of art. And so many of these institutions are, living day basically day to day.
Hand to mouth.
Yep, trying to make, you know, make ends meet. And in many cases, I think it would make it impossible for some of these institutions to survive, because all of a sudden those few sources of support that exist would disappear. So.
When you look at how this has played out ever since the bankruptcy journey began in earnest, what course of action do you believe that the DIA can, should take in the face of all of this? Is there much that can be done really to protect itself when you know that it's really up to a bankruptcy judge?
Well, in the immediate case, things are kind of out of their hands. I mean, this solution that was arrived at that involved this consortium of foundations, the state of Michigan.
The grand bargain? Yes.
The grand bargain, yes. Yeah. Seemed to be a viable solution. And everyone was very excited about that, still is very excited about that. It was a wonderful sort of, what do you call it, circling of the wagons that went on. And the question is that going to be enough? Is this $800 million that is going to be given to the city to, you know, pay off some of that debt going to be adequate enough? And, you know, one of the scary things is, you know, a week or two ago, there were a number of investment firms that came on the scene.
With much fatter offers.
Much fatter offers, yeah, and just circling like vultures, you know, ready to pounce. And what they're looking at this material as purely as commodity, as something that can be purchased and then sold at a profit.
Ray Silverman's the director of the University of Michigan's Museum Studies Program. Thank you so much for talking with us, Ray.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.